So we've been talking about our animal friends and their amusing ways, but let's not fool ourselves into thinking that we humans are perfect. We're, of course, the only animal that has to invent things to prevent ourselves from being hurt by our own worst instincts. For example, an invention that we featured in a recent Bluff the Listener game.
Drew, it's nice to have you with us. Now, you're going to play the game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Drew's topic?
It's like an airbag for idiots.
Modern technology is great, of course, at keeping us safe in car crashes, kitchen fires, that sort of thing, but too often it's our own thick heads that cause our undoing. Well, this week we read about a new kind of safety net that will protect us from our worst enemy, ourselves. Our panelists are going to tell you about three new safety devices, only one of which is real. Choose the real one, you will win Carl's voice on your home answering machine. Ready to play?
You betcha.
First up, let's hear from Mo Rupp.
Slipping in the bathtub shouldn't happen if you step in slowly or lay down a rubber bath mat first. But for late risers, sometimes there's just not enough time to take such precautions. Now, to minimize the risk of broken bones, comes shower-safe airbags. The wearer simply attaches via suction a disc the size of an Oreo cookie to the base of his spine or coccyx. Motion detectors inside the disc sense a sudden jerking movement or slip, and the rear airbag is activated. The disc inflating for a happy landing. Side body airbags can be adhered to left and right sides. St. Paul, Minnesota's Carol Bagnoli is extra careful and attaches airbags to both sides, both elbows, and the back of her head. Quote, "To save time, I go to bed with them. I've never felt safer. And if I slip, well, I bounce right back."
Personal airbags for the shower. Next up, let's hear from Luke Burbank.
Following its wild success in South Korea, cell phone maker LG said it could soon roll out the U.S. version of the LP4100, the first widely available cell phone that features a breathalyzer to keep users from drunk dialing. Here's how it works. Before you can call that one girl you met at karaoke, the one who did that awesome version of Total Eclipse of the Heart, or your boss, the one with the totally obvious toupee, the one you've been meaning to talk to him about, you, the user, have to blow into a small spot on the phone. If you've had too much to drink, which would be a blood alcohol content, or BAC, of 0.08 in most states, the phone issues a warning that shows a weaving car hitting traffic cones. If this graphical forewarning isn't enough to dissuade you, you can also program the LP4100 to simply block your calls to certain numbers during those troublesome wee small hours of the morning.
A cell phone that won't let you call if you're too drunk to talk to the person you want to talk to. Your last story of a new way to keep us from doing ourselves harm comes from Paula Poundstone.
There can't be one diner that has overstuffed themselves that hasn't pushed back from the table and thought aloud, "I should invent a belt that tells you when to stop eating." The biggest difference between Dylan Jones and Adam Faula and the rest of these diners is that Dylan Jones and Adam Faula did. The limit setter diner's belt is fastened loosely beneath the clothing about the diner's waist. The belt is pressure activated at 5 different levels. At level 1, the belt emits a voice that whispers, "Easy does it there, pal." The 5th and most extreme level moans, "Oh my God, you're killing me," and is accompanied by a mild shock. "We really just made them as a joke to begin with," says Fula. "But then so many people wanted them, we went to a manufacturer." By Christmas, the limit setter diner's belt will be available in several celebrity voices, including Jay Leno, who chides, "Vertical stripes aren't going to cover this," at level 2.
So, here are your choices. Somewhere soon you'll be able to buy one of these useful products to protect yourself. Is it from Mo Rocca, little airbags you attach to yourself to keep from falling and injuring yourself in the shower? From Luke Burbank, a cell phone which requires you to take a breathalyzer test before you're allowed to call those certain special someones? Or from Paula Poundstone, a belt that lets you know in increasing levels of alarm if you've had too much to eat? Which of these is the real story of a safety device in the news?
Well, you know, they all sound so equally awful.
I think the word you're looking for is useful.
Useful. I'm almost leaning toward the first one, just so I can say coccyx on the air again.
Yes, please do it.
But I think I'm going to go with B, because Luke's, because I think that this is something, if it's not invented, it's certainly needed for a lot of folks.
All right, then. So your choice is Luke's story of the cell phone that prevents you from dialing while drunk. Well, we spoke to someone who explained to us the appeal of the real safety product in the news.
So you blow into the phone on the side, I believe, and then it will record your BAC, and a little car will pop up and let you know if you can drive or not.
That was Dimitra Cavaldelli's PR coordinator for LG Mobile Phones, describing, yes, the breathalyzer phone. Congratulations. You got it right. Well done. You earned a point for Luke. You've won our prize. Carl Castle will record the greeting in your home answering machine.
Super, super. Thanks so much. I really appreciate the chance to play, and I can now go back to work and brag endlessly about this.
Well, there you go. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you. Take care now.
Bye-bye.